A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to be them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement, they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who named Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through the Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh. We live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through whom we cry, "Abba, Father." The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. Fire. We all know well the good things that can come from fire, such as preparing food, or to give us heat, or to give us light. But we also know, too, the destruction that fire can have as well, destroying someone's home, or perhaps a forest fire destroying trees and everything in its wake. These are, perhaps we can say, describing what fire can do. But there's one thing I'd ask you to keep in mind as we celebrate today, Pentecost Sunday, and what we heard in our first reading for today, the fire that was given to the apostles and are given to us, that fire of God's love. I want to go back to last Sunday to look at very quickly the first reading we had last Sunday celebrating the solemnity of the Ascension. As we celebrated the Ascension, it is interesting because this year we're in St. Luke. He also wrote the account of the Acts of the Apostles, and he records the two in both books, the Ascension account. And in one of them, what he has Jesus saying is to tell the apostles to return to the city and to remain there. And then he was ascended into heaven out of their sight. Now we come to our passage for today. The apostles were gathered together and waiting for what the coming of the Lord, as what the Lord had told them. He said, wait and to hear what the Father has prepared. All of a sudden in this room, there was a strong wind, and there was then the tongues of fire. The wind and tongues of fire represent of God's presence, especially that of fire. You probably can recall the calling of Moses when Moses was tending his father-in-law's flock. He saw this bush that was being on fire, but it was not consumed, so it caught his attention, and it realized that he was in the presence of God. God also had told the Israelites as they were going through the desert after they had crossed the Red Sea that he would be with them. It was a cloud during the day and then a pillar of fire at night to tell the Israelites he is with them. So when in this event of Pentecost, all of a sudden there was this fire and it descended upon the apostles, and we also believe Mary was there. But there became a real profound change in the apostles. These apostles were perhaps couldn't understand fully what had transpired, now had courage and strength. All of a sudden, that what was confusing to many of the people, now they were speaking in their languages. The confusion came from the Tower of Babel, and you recall the story in the Old Testament. And what had happened is that people had decided, we're going to build our way to heaven. We do not need God to tell us how to get there. We will build this massive tower. And what God had done had confused their language and created different languages so they could not understand each other. But the event of Pentecost had changed it. Now the apostles were speaking in their languages, and so now they were understanding. The gift of the Spirit who had made things and in giving them encouraged, the fire of God's love within them now had become part of their life. As we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, we are reminded that Pentecost Sunday also existed in the Old Testament. It was that there were several different reasons why, but the main reason is this, that it was to remember that the law of God was given to the people to follow, even before Moses. They were given this law that this is the way to live your life here in order to achieve life eternal. And remember what Jesus had told the disciples and all who are gathered at the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus had said, I did not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but I have come to fulfill. Jesus taught the new law. So now with Pentecost now, this was to tell the people gathered here, the way to gain eternal life is through Christ. I would hope that you would reflect upon Pentecost and the effect that it should have in your life. By baptism and by confirmation, you too have received the light of Christ. There is a flame of God's love in your heart, not visibly seen, but it should be there. That you use this in you every single day, that you should have a burning desire to follow Christ. When soon we will make our profession of faith once again. Recall what we believe and how we are to turn away from evil, fulfilling the law of God. It is our way to gain, we hope, eternal life in God. So today on Pentecost Sunday, be renewed by the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit has been given to you and me. this gift of the Spirit, who is to remain with us and in the church until the end of time. It will be then our knowing that God is with us and the flame of God's love dwelling in our hearts and in our souls.